except for death and taxes.
世事无确定，只有死亡和交税例外。
Wherever you live on earth, doesn't matter who you are.
不管你是谁，不论你住在地上的哪里。
Doesn't matter how much money you have in your bank.
也不论你在银行里面存了多少钱。
Doesn't matter what job you have.
也不管你是什么样的工作。
You can be certain that you will die.
你可以确认你会将有一天会死。
I hope you plan your funeral already.
希望你们已经计划好了这个葬礼的准备啊。
I plan to plan my funeral soon.
我也计划，我也赶快计划我自己的葬礼。
Not that I want to die soon. I just want to plan my funeral. Be ready.
也不是我希望我赶快死，我只是希望我赶快计划。
And the other one that you can be sure of in life is taxes.
另外一个你可以在生命所确定的是交税。
Whether it is sales tax, income tax, property tax, we all have to pay taxes.
不管是营业税、所得税还是地产税，我们都要纳税。
Why? Because government need taxes to administrate, to lead the country, to run the country. They need taxes.
为什么呢？因为政府需要这个税金，政府需要税金来管理，去管理国家。
People in Canada often brag that we have free health care and all kinds of social services when we need help.
在加拿大的人们，很多人都说，我们有这免费的医疗，还有很多的这个社会福利。
But we all know that's not free.
但我们都知道这些都不是免费的。
That's what taxes are for.
这就是税金的一个目的。
I am very much for governments being held accountable to how they spend money.
我很支持政府应该在关于花费税金上面需要承担责任。
It's very discouraging sometimes to hear people misspend, government misspend money.
有的时候，所以就听到政府乱花这个税钱的话，会让人感觉十分的沮丧。
But the problem is not with the concept of tax.
但是这不是税收这个概念的问题。
The problem is often with the people, the heart of the people.
问题总是人，是人心的问题。
But what really makes me angry.
但尤其让我生气的一点
is when I hear people evade taxes.
是当我听到人偷税漏税
especially those who are rich.
尤其是那些有钱的人
they go through the laws loopholes in order to avoid paying taxes.
他们钻法律的漏洞，从而避免交税
so the rich becomes richer.
所以有钱的人更加的有钱
and the poor suffers.
然后有钱人受苦，然后穷困的人受苦。
Because the government has to cut back their services in order to serve their people.
因为政府需要削减这个各种的社会福利。
Now some people have compared the tax system to, the tithe in the Old Testament to tax system.
那有些人把这个十一奉献在旧约当中的十一奉献，跟这个交税的这个系统作为一个比较。
In some ways, it is true.
在某种方面上来说，确实是这样。
Because God commands His people to give away one tenth of everything they have.
因为上帝要求他的子民们把他们的十分之一奉献出来。
And that's being used to take care of others.
然后这些钱呢是用来照顾他人。
But the essential purpose of tithing is not taxes.
但是。十一奉献的最基本的目的并不是税收。
It is not to run the place per se. It is not really for that purpose.
并不是为了真正有一个管理的目的。
The ultimate purpose of tithing is holiness.
十一奉献的最终的目的、最基本的目的是圣洁。
Israel is elected by God to be different from all other nations.
以色列被上帝拣选，从万国当中区分出来。
God chose them，
上帝拣选他们
，to be priests for Him，
成为他的祭祀。
And tithing is one way to show that they are God's people。
十一奉献呢，是其中一个显示出来他们是上帝子民的一个方式。
The first time we hear about tithing is in Genesis chapter 14.
我们第一次看到十一奉献的时候是在创世纪十四章。
Remember Abraham and his nephew Lot had moved to the land of Canaan.
那亚伯拉罕和他的侄子罗德搬到这个迦南地区。
And there was war that broke out between the kings in the land of Canaan.
然后迦南的各王呢就开始互相征战。
Lot's family, his nephew's family, was kidnapped, and all their stuff were taken.
所以亚伯拉罕侄子罗德和他的家人呢，就成为了战俘。
So then Abraham mounts a group of his servants to fight to get his nephew back.
所以亚伯拉罕组织起他的佣人去援救罗德以及他的家人。
He was able to defeat the enemy.Rescue Lot and his family and take all the possessions back.
So, Abraham 击败敌人，并且营救了罗德他的家人以及所有被掠去的财富。
And when Abraham returned, he gave 1/10, the tithe of everything he got back, to a king named Melchizedek.
So, Abraham 在回城的路上呢，他就把他所有的十分之一。作为一个战胜的礼物，给了其中一个撒冷王。
So that's the first time we hear about the concept of tithing.
所以这是我们第一次听到这个十一奉献。
Later, when Israel was rescued out of Egypt, and God brought them to Mount Sinai.
再后来呢，当以色列人出埃及的时候呢，上帝把他们带到了西奈山的脚下。
God gives Israel a very specific set of laws to obey.
上帝给以色列人一些很详细的规则，让他们去服从。
And all these laws are recorded in the book of Leviticus.
所有的这些规章条例呢，都记载在利未记二十七章。
It says that you are to give 1/10 of everything you get from the land away.
是上面说你需要从在地里收成的10%全部奉献出来。
If someone wishes to keep that tithe.They can keep it, but they have to pay money for that, and they have to pay 20% extra on it.
如果有人想留着这十分之一呢，他们是可以的，但是呢，需要付钱，需要再付上奉献物品的20%的价值。
So these are all the crops that come out of the land.
所以这是从地里所长出来的这庄稼。
But they are also to give away one tenth of their sheep and cattle.
但是他们也要把他们十分之一的羊以及牛也奉献出来。
So the shepherd will hold a staff.
所以这个牧羊人会拿着一个杖。
And all the animals will pass through.
然后所有的动物呢会从这个杖下经过。
Every 10th animal is taken out.
每第十只经过的动物就会被拿出来。
And that belongs to God, he says.
那这一只是属于上帝的。
And later on, as Israel is wandering around the wilderness, in Numbers 18, God spoke once again about the issue of tithing.
那后来呢，在以色列人在旷野当中行走的时候呢，在民数记十八章，上帝又给他们说了更多的关于奉献的事情。
God says, when you give away 1/10, it is given to the tribe that I choose, the Levitical tribe, Levi.
上帝说，当你把这个十一奉献给出来的时候呢，你要给我选出来的这一支人，要给利未人。
God says, I pick the Levites to serve me.
上帝说，我拣选出利未人来侍奉我。
They will not have any land to own in Promised Land.
他们在应许之地将会没有产业。
They will not be able to farm for anything.
他们不会通过这个。种地来收成任何东西。
So all that 1/10 that the 11 tribe gives goes to the Levites.
所以呢，其他十一族群奉献出来的东西就给了这个利未人。
Now when the Levites receive that 10%,
那当这利未人收到了这十分之一后呢
，10% of that goes to the Aaron family.
这十分之一的10%又给了这个亚伦的家人们。
Aaron is part of the Levitical family, of course.
那亚伦呢是也是利未人的一支。
But they differ from the Levites.
但是他们跟利未人其他利未人不同。
The rest of the Levites handle everything else around the temple, the tabernacle.
这其他的利未人呢是在这些这在这个圣火他们的这个工作是围绕在这一方面。
But Aaron and his sons are the priests who go into the tabernacle to serve inside the tabernacle.
但是呢，亚伦支的祭司们是进入到这个圣所当中，在圣所当中服侍。
And so Aaron's family gets 1/10 of everything that the Levite gets from the rest of the Israel tribes.
所以亚伦的家人们呢，就从利未人得到10%。
So the purpose of tithe is holiness.
所以十一奉献的目的是圣洁。
And the second purpose is provision or providing for special people that God designates.
那第二个原因呢，就是补给上帝拣选出来的一些特殊的人。
And so Israel wanders around for 40 years, and now they are given the second chance to go into the promised land.
所以呢，以色列人在旷野中走动了40年，然后他们有了第二次进入应许之地的机会。
And so we have the book of Deuteronomy, the second time, second giving of the law.
所以呢，我们有了生命记第二次有律法的。
Deuteronomy 12 tells us that God says, "Do not just give your food anywhere you like."
那申命记十二章说，不要将你将奉献出的食物在任何地方献祭。
Give it where I designate. That is where I want you to worship me with all your stuff that you're going to give me.
要把这些我要你们交出来的这些东西放到我指定的地方去。
And then in Deuteronomy chapter 14, two chapters later, we hear these.
那在两章之后呢，在申命记第十四章的时候，我们就看到了这一点。
Each year, you are to set aside a tenth of all your produce grown in your fields. You are to eat a tenth of your grain, new wine, fresh oil, and the firstborn of your herd and flock in the presence of the Lord your God at the place where he chooses to have his name dwell, so that you will always learn to fear the Lord your God.
你要把你撒种所产的，就是你田地每年所出的十分取一份，又要把你的五谷、新酒和油的十分之一，并牛群、羊群中投生的，吃在耶和华你神面前，就是他所选择要立他名的居所。这样，你可以学习时常敬畏耶和华你的神。
So the third purpose of tithing is to learn to worship and revere the Lord.
所以十一奉献的第三个目的呢，是学习去敬畏去崇拜耶和华。
It is to acknowledge that God is the one who gives us everything.
是承认上帝是把这一切给我们的。
Now some people they live too far from where God designates to worship.
那有些人呢，就是住的地方离上帝指定崇拜的地方有太远了。
So God says, if you live too far, because if you're going to bring all that crops and animals, they might die on the way, the food might rot on the way, right?
所以上帝说，就如果你住了那么远的话，在你把这些所要奉献出来的谷物羊群赶过来的时候，可能路上这些牲畜可能就死掉了，这些庄稼也可能就烂掉了。
So then God says, you can sell that tenth, that stuff, you can sell it.
所以上帝说，你可以把这10%呢，你可以把这些卖掉。
Bring the money and your family to where I tell you to go worship me.
把这卖掉得来的钱呢，带到我指定的这个祭拜的地方。
And then, if you look at chapter 14, verse 26, it says, "You may spend the silver on anything you want: cattle, sheep, goats, wine, beer, anything you desire. You are to feast there in the presence of the Lord your God and rejoice with your family. Do not neglect the Levite within your city gates, since they have no portion in inheritance among you."
所以你看，在这个利未记十四章接着二十六节到，你就可以看到，这里说，你用这银子随心所欲，或买牛羊，或买清酒、浓酒，凡你心所想的都可以买。你和你的家属在耶和华你神面前吃喝快乐，住在你城里的利未人，你不可丢弃他，因为他在你们中间无分无业。
So picture this.You are to spend that money however way you want, and you can eat together.
所以想认这一点，就你可以把这个钱随心所欲的买任何东西，然后在上帝面前吃喝。
Worship and eating come together.
所以崇拜跟吃喝是一起的。
We understand that.
那我们理解这一点。
It's funny when we worship God together.Together, we also get to celebrate together.
So, 有意思的时候，当我们一起崇拜上帝的时候呢，我们也一起来吃喝。
C.S. Lewis says this: "Fully to enjoy is to glorify. In commanding us to glorify Him, God is inviting us to enjoy Him."
C.S. 路易斯就说：“全然享受就是荣耀。上帝在命令我们荣耀他时，也正在邀请我们享受他。”
That's why Jesus says it is more blessed to give than to receive.
这也就是为什么耶稣说施比受更为有福。
When we worship, we bring our gifts to God, we actually end up enjoying each other and God as well.
当我们崇拜上帝，是我们把这些礼物给上帝，但其实是我们是在享受这些礼物。
So the first purpose of tithe is holiness.
所以十一奉献的第一个目的呢是圣洁。
The second is to provide for people.
第二个目的呢是给人的一个补给。
The third is to worship him.
第三个目的是崇拜。
And the fourth is to take care of the poor among us.
第四个原因呢是关爱和照顾我们之间的穷苦的人民。
And this is what Deuteronomy chapter 14 says: At the end of every 3 years, bring a tenth of your produce for that year and store it within your gates. Then the Levites who has no portion or inheritance among you, the resident alien, the fatherless, and the widow within your city gates may come, eat, and be satisfied. And the Lord your God will bless you in all the work of your hands that you do.
所以这就在申命记第十四章就说到，每逢三年的末一年，你要将本年的土产十分之一都取出来，积存在你的城中。在你城里无分无业的利未人和你城里寄居的，并孤儿寡妇都可以来，吃得饱足。这样，耶和华你的神必在你手里所办的一切事上赐福于你。
Every 3 years, they are to bring the tenth into the center of the city, not to the worship place, but to the center of the city.
所以就每三年呢，这个他们需要把这十分之一呢，并不是送到去崇拜的地点，而是放到城市的中间。
Anybody that needs food, come on by and grab it.
任何需要食物的人都可以过来去拿。
If Israel were to follow this to the law, or follow the law.
如果以色列按照这个律法行事的话，
Israel will be holy.
以色列会圣洁。
All the Levites and Aaron's family will be provided for.
所有的利未人和他们的家人都会有充足的食物。
Israel will worship the Lord their God.
以色列会崇拜他们的上帝。
And the poor among them will be taken care of.
他们之间的穷人也会受到照顾。
That's tithing.
这是十一奉献。
But then a lot of Christians ask,
那很多基督徒会问,
should we tithe?
我们应该做这十一奉献吗?
Tithing is a very controversial issue among Christians.
十一奉献在基督徒当中是一个保有争议的一个话题。
The first issue is, what's the percentage?
第一个问题呢就是百分之几。
Some Christians believe that we have to give 10%.
有些基督徒认为呢，我们必须要给百分之十。
If you don't give away 10%, you're not a good Christian.
如果你不给百分之十的话，你不是一个好的基督徒。
I heard some churches where elders are elected or selected purely based on their tithing.
我听说在一些教会，长老是完全是通过他们奉献的多少来选出来的。
So they look at their tithing records, their donation records.
所以他们看这些人的这个奉献的这个记录。
And they think about what job they do.
然后再看他们什么样的工作。
Does that sound like 10%?
然后这看这是不是百分之十。
If not, they won't select these people to be considered as elders.
如果不是的话，这些人就不会选为长老。
That is very unhealthy, by the way.
这很不健康。
And then there are those Christians who says, we are no longer under the law. We don't need to give 10%. We give whatever we want.
也有些基督徒说呢，我们已经不受制于律法了，所以我们不需要给一个固化的百分之十，我们可以给任何的数目。
So either we give 10% or we're bad Christians.
所以要么给百分之十，所以你要不然的话，你就是不好的基督徒。
Or we are free Christians who give whatever we want.
或者就是我们是自由的基督徒，我们任何数目都可以给。
Often, do you know these people who often consider themselves free? You know how what's the average percentage of giving in North America?
那你知道这些自称是自由的这个人士当中，你知道在这个北美平均的这个奉献的百分比是多少吗？
Do you want to guess?
想猜一下吗？ 叫百分之二。
The richest nation on earth, the Christians who live in the richest nation on earth, claim to be followers of Christ give less than 2%.
所以在这个世界上最富裕的国家居住的基督徒，说自称是自由的基督徒，他们只给2%。
The second question that many Christians ask is,
那第二个很多基督徒问的一个问题呢
？Where do we put our giving?
那我们这个奉献的这个钱放在哪
？Some people believe that you have to give 10% to the church, and then everything else you give to other organization is on top of that.
那有些人说呢，就是你这个10%呢，要必须要给教会，剩下的东西呢是在这10%之上的。
Others would say we have the church of many people. Why do we need to give? So I give my money away to other places. We don't need to give to the church. The church has so many people already.
那有些人说我们这个教会有很多人，教会已经有了很多人了，所以不用给教会任何的奉献，要把这个奉献给其他的组织，其他的人。
Money is a very sensitive issue in the church.
钱是在教会是一个很敏感的问题。
My conviction is this.
那我的这个神学的信仰是这样。
We have to start by thinking that Jesus did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law. Okay, that's the basis of how we start this conversation.
我们必须要意识到的就是耶稣来这儿并不是推翻律法，而是成全了律法。
Jesus has fulfilled the law, so yes, we are technically not under the law.
由于耶稣成全了律法，所以，没错，我们是不受制于律法之下。
But when Jesus says, I've come to fulfill the law, it means he has completed the law and surpassed it.
但是当耶稣来说他没有废除律法而是成全了律法，这是意味着他超越了律法。
Jesus, like, we don't have time to go into the book of Hebrews chapter 7 today.
我们没时间去翻这个希伯来书的第七章。
That talked about Abraham and Melchizedek and Christ and how that's all related to tithing. We don't have time for that, okay?
对，这里面就讲这关于那个亚伯拉罕，还有这个麦基洗德，还有跟耶稣还有十一奉献的联系。但我们今天没有时间。
But essentially, what it means is that when Jesus fulfilled the law, he went beyond the law.
但这里面所说的大意就是，当耶稣成全了律法，他是超越了律法。
And that is why in the New Testament you don't find the mention of tithing among the church.
这又为什么在新约当中的话，你是找不到在这个新约教会当中十一奉献的这个案例
？Because they have a radical way of giving that is far beyond what the law required.
因为他们有一个更激进的给予的方式，是超越律法的。
And so this is my statement: Christian giving is radical, meaning above and beyond the law, because it needs to be, it is needs driven, grace based, and Christ originated.
所以这是我说的，基督徒的奉献是激进的，因为它是需求驱动的，基于恩典的，源自基督的。
I derive this from the book of Acts and also the church in Macedonia.
我这个想法呢是从使徒行传以及马其顿教会当中解释出来的。
The Church of Acts began in Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came down and started the church.
那在使徒行传当中的这个教会呢，它是在五旬节圣灵来到使徒当中而形成的。
The early Christians devoted themselves to the teaching of the apostles. They experienced miracle. They had fellowship. They have communion. They have worship together.
这些早期的基督徒嘛，就专注于使徒的教导，以及他们也经历神迹，然后各种崇拜，所以然后他们也有团契，然后也成立教会。
In verse 44, it says that now all the believers were together and held all things in common. They sold their possessions and properties and distributed to the proceeds to all as any had need.
所以在这个《使徒行传》的第44章跟45章就说，信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
And we see this happen again in Acts chapter 4.
那我们在后来接下来的几章，在《使徒行传》的第四章中又发现同样的事情。
There was severe persecution of the early church.
这个早期的教会经受了很多很严重的这个排挤。
So the church came together to pray.
所以 教会人都聚在一起祷告。
When they pray, the church was filled with the Holy Spirit.
当他们祷告的时候呢，整个教会都充满了圣灵。
And now it says that in verse 32, now the entire group of those who believe were one heart and mind, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own. But instead, they held everything in common. With great power, the apostles were giving testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was on all of them. For there were not a needy person among them, because all those who owned lands or houses sold them, brought the proceeds of what was sold, and laid them at the apostles' feet. This was then distributed to each person as any had need.
所以在四章三十二节就说到，那许多信的人都是一心一意的，没有一人说他的东西有一样是自己的，都是大家公用。使徒大有能力见证主耶稣复活，众人也都蒙大恩，内中也没有一个缺乏的，因为人人将田产房屋都卖了，把所卖的价银拿来放在使徒脚前，按照个人所需用的分给个人。
That wasn't 10%, that was 100%.
这不是百分之十，是百分之百。
Second century church father Irenaeus, he says this, the Jews were constrained to a regular payment of tithes. Christians who have liberty assign all their possessions to their Lord, bestowing freely not the lesser portion of their property, since they have the hope of greater things.
那在第二世纪，教父安热纽就说到，犹太人受制于一个常规的十一奉献，基督徒他们有自由把他们所有的给神，自愿给予，并不是存心献上小部分，因为他们有更高的希望。
Some of you are very scared right now.
有些人现在是很担心啊。
Is the pastor telling us to sell our houses?
这牧师是难道告诉我们要把房子卖掉吗？
That would be nice. We pay off this building right away.
那挺好的，我们这样整个这个楼的话费就一下就付清了。
And no mission trip will ever need to raise money.
然后所有的这个宣教工作也不需要筹资了。
But that's not the point.
但这不是这个目的。
You see, the early Christians.They were filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为你看早期的基督徒他们充满了圣灵。
And the reason they sold their house is because they saw the needs of those around them.
他们卖掉他们的房子是因为他们看到身边所需的人。
The Holy Spirit is the one who shows us who are the people in need among us.
就是圣灵向我们显示在我们周边谁需要帮助。
And in their case, they wereThe need were much. They were much poor, and so there was a need. And when they were filled with the Spirit, they were willing to go as far as to sell their house to share with those who are in need.
所以那个时候呢，需求很大。这个圣灵向他们展示，他们身边的人需要很多的这个帮助，让他们非常的穷。所以他们卖掉他们的房子去补充这个需求。
It's about paying attention to the Holy Spirit.
是。是关键是注意圣灵的指引。
My former district superintendent out in the Eastern District.
我过去在西区的这个区域管理员。
He tells the story of his mother.
他跟我说了一个他母亲的一个故事。
She was about to sell her house.
他的母亲即将卖掉他的房子。
Her husband had died already.
然后她母亲的这个丈夫已经去世了。
And she was thinking about moving to an apartment.
所以她想着去搬到一个公寓里。
When the deal was closing,
所以当这个马上要成交的时候呢，
she distinctly heard the Holy Spirit says, give away the money.
她就听到圣灵跟她说把这个钱给出去。
All of it.
全部的。
She was a little shocked.
就她很吃惊。
She said, why, Lord? Really?
就是说这真的吗主吗是真的这样吗
But she followed the Holy Spirit.
但是她听了圣灵。
She gave away all her money.
她把这个钱全部都给了出去。
Two weeks later,
两周之后
she passed away.
就她去世了。
As my superintendent reflected on what happened to his mother,
那我过去的这个管理员就为这个事情为他母亲的这件事情向我反映。
He said, God,was going to take my mom home.
他就说上帝会把他母亲的房子拿走。
And my mom followed God until the very last day.
然后我母亲所以 一直跟着上帝直到最后。
It is always Holy Spirit led.
这一直是圣灵的指引。
It's a giving that surpasses the law.
是一个超越律法的一个给予。
The other reason of giving radically is grace.
就另一个给另一个激进的激进的给予是恩典。
The Apostle Paul was writing to the Corinthian church.
使徒保罗呢给这个哥林多的教会写信。
They are a wealthy church. They are powerful. They are influential.
那这个教会很有钱，然后也很有势力，也很有影响力。
But they are a church filled with problems.
但是这个教会有很多问题。
During this time, the Christians in Jerusalem were suffering a famine.
在这段时间呢，同时在耶路撒冷的基督徒呢，在经受一次饥荒。
So the Apostle Paul decided to raise money for the Christians in Jerusalem who were suffering.
所以使徒保罗呢，就打算为给这些耶路撒冷基督徒筹钱。
Paul was collecting money from all the churches in the area.
所以使徒保罗在这个整个地区的教会都在集资。
And he's going to make a stop at Corinth to pick up the money.
然后呢，他也要去这个哥林多的这个教会。
And he writes a letter ahead of time to tell them, hey.Collect the money ahead of time so when I come, we'll just pick it up and go.
所以呢，他给这个哥林多教会写信，就说啊，在我来之前，你们先就把这个钱准备好，我来到的时候就可以把这个钱拿走。
In this letter, he refers to the Macedonian Christians.
在这封信当中呢，使徒保罗就提到了马其顿的教会。
He says this in 2 Corinthians chapter 8. We want you to know, brothers and sisters, about the grace of God that was given to the churches in Macedonia.During a severe trial brought about by affliction, their abundant joy and their extreme poverty overflow in a wealth of generosity on their part. I can testify that according to their ability and even beyond their ability, of their own accord, they begged us earnestly for the privilege of sharing in the ministry to the saints in Jerusalem. And not just as we had hoped. Instead, they gave themselves first to the Lord and then to us by God's will.
所以使徒保罗在哥林多后书第八章就写道，弟兄们，我把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩告诉你们，就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候仍有满足的快乐，在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。我可以证明他们是按着力量，而且也过了力量，自己甘心乐意的捐助，再三的求我们准他们在这供给圣徒的恩情上有份，并且他们所做的不但照我们所想望的，更照神的旨意，先把自己献给主，又归附了我们。
The Macedonian Christians were poor.
马其顿的基督徒比较穷。
But they had experienced God's grace.
但他们经历了上帝的恩典。
How did they hear the gospel in the first place?
他们是怎么一上来听到这福音的呢？
Remember in Jerusalem, the Christians were persecuted. Remember in the time of Stephen and Saul was running after the Christians?
记得就当时这个索尔去追逐基督徒的时候，在这个耶路撒冷去打压基督徒。
And all the Christians scattered out of Jerusalem, and some ended up in Macedonia, and that's how they heard the gospel.
所以呢，有很多基督徒就是四散而去，那有些人呢就到了马其顿。
So when they hear that our brothers are suffering in Jerusalem,
所以他们听到了他们在耶路撒冷弟兄们正在受苦。
They beg Paul to take the money.
他们请求再三请求保罗去拿他们的这份钱。
They not only give what they can, they gave more than what they can.
他们不光是根据他们这个力所能及的给予，他们是超过了。
It means this.They would rather eat less so that the Jerusalem Christians can eat.
他们是宁愿是自己吃的少，所以耶路撒冷的基督徒们可以吃得上。
And this is what Paul says later in that letter. Now as you excel, he's talking to the Corinthian Christians. Now as you excelled in everything, in faith, speech, knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love for us, excel also in this act of grace. I am not saying this as a command. Rather, by means of the diligence of others, I am testing the genuineness of your love. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, though he was rich, for your sake he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich.
所以保罗接下来就说，你们既然在信心、口才、知识、热心和待我们的爱心上都格外显出满足来，就当在这词汇的事上也格外显出满足来。我说这话不是吩咐你们，而是记着别人的热心，试验你们爱心的实在。你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
We experience grace. God, who is rich, became poor for our sake.
我们经历恩典，上帝本来富足，为了我们成了贫穷。
And so now we who have stuff, we give to those for their sake. We become poor for their sake.
所以现在当我们有了这个资产，当我们有了东西，我们给别人，所以我们的贫穷成为他们的富足。
John Cassian, a 4th century monk, he said this, and so if even those who faithfully offering tithes of their fruits are obedient to the more ancient precepts of the Lord, cannot yet climb to the heights of the gospel, you can see very clearly how far short of it those who do not even do this.
所以在四世纪的修道士和神学家约翰卡西安说，所以如果那些虔诚奉献并且服从于古时上帝戒律的人，尚不可爬到福音的高度。你可以清楚地看出，连这些都不做的人差得多远。
Randy Alcorn, he says this, as a New Testament follower of Christ in the most affluent society in human history, there is no way I could ever justify giving less than 10% when God had required that really of the poorest Israelite. Here I know the grace of Jesus. Why would I not give more?It seemed like a good starting place.
就兰迪·艾库恩说，作为新约的基督信徒，并生活于人类历史上最富裕的社会，我没有给小于10%的理由，尤其这是上帝给最穷的以色列人的要求。我也有耶稣的恩典，我为什么不能给更多？10%看来是一个好的开端。
I have the privilege of knowing two Christians back in Toronto.
我在多伦多的时候有幸认识一对基督夫妇。
They have both very well paid jobs.
他们两个都有这个很就是收入很高的工作。
They make a lot of money.
他们赚很多的钱。
But if you see the way they live,
但如果你们看他们这个生活的这个方式呢
，You wouldn't know.
你看不出来。
They live in a simple house.
他们住在一个很普通的一个房子里。
They drive a small car.
他们开一辆很小的车。
Every year they give away so much of their money.
每年他们给很多很多的钱。
To the point CRA audits them every other year.
以至于这个 CRA 是隔年就来查他们的账。
Both I have come to know deeply as my dearest Christian friends.
两个人都成为了我这个基督当中的朋友。
They have both experienced the grace of God.
他们就都经历了上帝的恩典。
That's what drives them to give.
这是驱动他们给予的这力量。
Grace-based, need-driven, Christ-originated.
给予恩典，给予需求，然后从基督而来。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，Do you give because you feel obligated to give?
你们奉献是因为你们认为是义务吗？
Or do you give because you have experienced the grace of our Lord in Jesus Christ?
还是你们奉献是因为你们经历了圣灵和上帝的恩典？
When was the last time you took a look at the dollar figures right here, the offering records right here?
那你们上一次是什么时候看这个每周的这个公告的时候的上面的教会的预算？
Winnie and Diana worked very hard every week to put this on the bulletin.
就我们都每周都很努力把这个公告这上面的数都排列出来。
Look at the budget of our church.
我们看这个教会的预算。
The board, the council, the pastors, we put the budget together for the sake of this church.
就董事会啊，还有还有牧师啊，他们都通过祷告把这些预算给组织起来。
We're basically listing out all the needs of this church.
我们是列出来这个教会所需要的东西。
And we hope and pray that those who are in this church who have experienced the grace of God, who have understood how much God has given up for them, for us, that they would give out of that.
我们也希望，然后也祷告，这个在教会的人，感受到并经历上帝的，上帝的恩典，所以他们基于这个恩典，愿意去奉献。这是真正的基督徒的给予。
Not 10%.
不是百分之十。
Not feeling obligated.
也不是出于一个义务的趋势。
But a cheerful giver.
而是一个快乐的，奉献。
When you exit the sanctuary today.
当你今天，出去的时候。
There's a group of young people raising money to go on missions.
会遇到一些，年轻人，他们在筹资去，去这个，目的是去短宣。
That's the need right there.
这就是需求。
They're selling these, have you had those, danji, those egg waffles? Pastor Pam calls them bubble waffles. You know the danji?
这是蛋饼。
Danji, 对。Have you ever bought those before?
就他们在卖的像那种这个就鸡蛋那种华夫饼，你们这个买过吗
？Usually it's $5.
一般来说是五块钱。
I dare you.
就我挑战你啊。
In Jesus' name.
以耶稣的名义。
Spend $50 on one.
一份花五十块钱。
They will taste very sweet.
他们会尝得很甜。
Because it is done in Jesus' name.
因为是以耶稣基督的名。
I'm not forcing anybody to give anything.
我并不是强迫你们给任何的东西。
Because that's not the real church.
因为那不是真正的教会。
The real church gives cheerfully.
真正的教会快乐的奉献。
Because God has given us His Son.
因为上帝把他的儿子给了我们。
For our sake.
为了我们。
And so we give for the sake of others.
所以我们也为了别人奉献。
This is why we're changing our bylaws.
这是为什么我们要更改我们的章程
？We're changing our bylaws to give the councils, the pastors, the elders a lot more time to listen to the Holy Spirit.
我们更改这个章程是为了给长老啊、长老牧师还有委员们更多的时间去听这个圣灵的声音。
To listen to how the Spirit is guiding our church, what are the needs of the community and our church?
听这个圣灵对我们这个。教会的计划以及我们这个整个社区所需的人事情。
So that we have a better way of putting the budget together.
所以我们会有一个更好的计划预算的一个方法。
Instead of rushing the budget at the end of the year.
所以与其说是在这个每年就是年底的时候，就匆忙的去做这个决定。
When the church is always facing a shortfall, not enough money.
然后每一次呢，也会遇到就是教会赤字的情况下，没有足够的资金。
When you plan a budget when there's not enough money, guess what you're going to do?
当你在筹办这个预算的时候，然后又是赤字的时候情况下，你会发生什么呢
？You're going to say, well, we think God wants us to do this, but we'd have no money. Sorry, we can't do it.
你会说我们认为上帝想让我们做这件事情，但是我们没有足够的钱，所以我们就不做了。
So why are we changing the bylaw?
所以我们为什么要改这个章程呢
？So that we can really give based on what the Holy Spirit leads us to.
所以我们可以真正的根据圣灵的带领来奉献出来我们。
What time is the special meeting today?
就我今天想说的这个特别的就是我们今天的这个特别会有大会的事情。
Who are the members of this church?Are you a member of ECAC? Put up your hand.
就如果你是会员的话，请举起手来。
Take out your phone.
请拿出你们的手机。
Set the alarm clock.
定上闹钟，定上时间。
Not 2 o'clock.
不是两点钟。
1:45.
1:45.
Set it at 1:45.
就把闹钟定到1:45。
Log on to Zoom.
然后在这个 Zoom 上登录。
Type your full name.
然后把你的全名都打上去。
Don't just write An Lin.
就不要光写安林。
Write An Lin Wen.So that he doesn't have to chase you down and say, put your full name in.
So he won't be able to chase you down and say, put your full name in.
2 o'clock, we're going to start.
2 o'clock, we're going to start.
By God's grace, we'll change this bylaw. So that we can become a healthy giving church.
So that
we can really do what God wants us to do.
Amen.
Amen.